Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Tom Briggs. He's the founder of Epigraph, where he builds more human designs. I have Doug Crow. He has an agency that helps people write a book without actually writing a word. And I have Simon Coles, who's the CEO of a small software company in the UK. He is also the founder and creator of Better Conversations, which is bringing clean language to business. The question I have for you today, how did you learn to be good at communicating? Simon, can you kick us off?
I guess what's interesting for me is that there was no help for me to be good at communication. I was just told I upset people because I was a techie and thought it was all about facts. And it wasn't until I really screwed a few things up that I thought that I should go and learn, as it were, and went down a path of, via NLP and other things, paying attention to how I communicate with humans. And now I've realized that that's my main skill. That is my job, is talking to people, not my technical expertise at all.
I love that, because the bulk of my career has been working with engineers and helping them translate engineer speak into human speak, because those are two very, very different things. So it's a craft, isn't it? Taking the very, analytical and making it understandable, human relatable, choose your word.
I think it's to get the engineers to talk to each other without killing each other.
The question is funny. I was thinking about it a lot, Robin, and the question presupposes that I'm a good communicator, which sometimes I am, but I'm also a great student. I'm always learning to do a better job at it. I think I'm a better communicator than some, but I got a long ways to go. And it came from high school, where I took a Dale Carnegie class on human relations and public speaking. And I reread that book every year or two to resharp my skills and make sure that I'm using these things in proportion. Listen twice as much as you speak. And it's the idea of actively listening, and, it's a skill that could be completely and overhauled and refined on a constant basis, I think, in order to be an effective communicator. You're nodding, right? So there's a visual communication, there's auditory, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah. I grew up being told that if it was the truth, it shouldn't hurt your feelings. And I cannot tell you how badly that got me into trouble as an adult in the corporate world.
You're ugly. So is your son. Right, it's not going to work.
Well, because I would say things that were factual and true with no empathy and no nuance, and it would hurt people's feelings. And then I would get reviews that would say, you're terrible at communicating, but no one would help me figure out, okay, so how do I fix that?
And certainly in the UK, I can fire you for being a poor communicator and upsetting people, but I have to be able to give you the opportunity to get better. I have to be able to give you some sort of training course or something to help you. And that was the genesis of Better Conversations, because we had all these skills, but it wasn't approachable. I couldn't take an engineer who wasn't able to talk to other people and give them the tools in an approachable way. You know, engineers get taught writing, but we somehow think that if we put them in group projects, that will help them collaborate, and it doesn't.
So then what we're saying is, at some point, each of us realized, wait, I am not good at this. Let me figure this thing out. How did you realize that? What made you go, oh, wait, this isn't working?
Getting in arguments is not a good way to communicate. I mean, it's like stepping on people when they're starting to talk, like Simon just did. I'm over talking. That's bad. See, I'm learning right now. Yeah, you have to be aware. Self-awareness is probably the key fundamental there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, I was, probably about 2 years into running the company. I was the chief technical person, chief salesperson. I had a sales guy, and he basically went, you've just been to see that customer, and then they'll never talk to you again. Because you're upset. And it's like, oh, I thought I was just giving them valuable information. And that's where I realized that I have to match my message and my delivery to the circumstance that I'm going into.
Well, and I'm sure the beauty of the engineering mindset is that it respects results, right, Simon? So I found that to be a really useful inroad, where you can say, I mean, the results are what the results are. Are you being productive, or is your communication style, through the results we're seeing, inhibiting your effectiveness? And that can be a good way to break through some engineering mindsets.
So why do you think that communication is considered a soft skill when it's so important?
I think it's getting more appreciation and greater awareness. You know, I always thought the most amazing leader would be if you could put Elon Musk and Brené Brown into the Large Hadron Collider and smash their personalities together and create some type of weird Uber human who had the analytics, but also EQ and the emotional empathy. That could be a really, really productive individual, because it's challenging to balance those two things that are often in tension.
And I think soft skills, there might not be a specific playbook, right? Hard skills, the opposite of that. There's formulas, there's the talking to the engineering folks here. There's very specific outputs and procedures for, I think, which is not a soft skill. Soft skill, there are different personalities that we have to communicate with. That's why Simon matching someone's words is valuable, because maybe this person speaks in metaphors or speaks in technical terms, and communicating with people is a one-on-one thing. And it also requires being adaptive to what they're trying to say or what they're trying to communicate.
You ask why it's considered a soft skill? I think because traditionally companies have been hierarchical and you did what your boss said, and it didn't matter how the boss said it to you, you just did it. Whereas now we're becoming much more collaborative. There's much more knowledge work rather than directive factory style things. And now it matters how people get on, particularly, you know, with remote work and the great resignation and all that sort of thing. And I think that's probably why you're seeing it become more of an issue now.
I feel like it's lagging, but it feels like it's catching up very quickly, the soft skills to where hard skills are now.
I get brought into situations when there is chaos. It's what I do. I create success out of chaos. And I can tell you every single time without fail, there is a miscommunication, a conflict resolution issue. There's a problem where what one person wants and the other person wants, they're not meshing. And if I can teach them to communicate more effectively, I can solve the problem. I feel like it's understood, but nobody's doing anything about it.
I'm trying.
I know you are, Simon.
But yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, I have a small company. It is worth me investing in getting a course written because of the productivity increases. Mm-hmm. It really is that simple. You know, less meetings, less upset. You know, it pays for itself, even with a small handful of people. It's crazy how it's not taught.
Or if it is, it's like, do a half day workshop. I can do a half day workshop, but I can guarantee you that if you're lucky, one person might take away one thing that they might use for 1 week. It doesn't work that way.
So I'm a real big fan of continuously learning it, because even though I took How to Win Friends and Influence People and read it like in 1978 or something, I still reread it every couple of years because I need to keep that sharp, like a CE credit.
I think one of the fascinating things we found about Better Conversations is, you know, there is a communication technique underlying it, a technical thing, but we found we had to teach people about people. Mm-hmm. And we had to do it live. So they put them in breakout rooms and they talked to people, other people, about conversations. Yeah. It wasn't just enough to give them the tools. And I think maybe that's the other thing, is there is a lack of empathy.
So are we saying that the four of us got better at communication because we had empathy for the people we were trying to communicate with?
I think we have empathy because we were born before social media. That's just me.
I think you need to want to communicate better to go and search. Mm-hmm. And some people will go and be a cynical sort of like, I'm going to figure out how to sort of say 10 words and separate you from all your money. That's not terribly pleasant. But I think a lot of people would just like to get on better with the people around them and would like to have a more positive impact. And that might put you down the road of trying to get better communication. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. There are the NLP bros who are like, how can I use language like a weaponized tool to overcome you and overpower you? I started out with writing, and I kind of had this realization that it's a craft, and that is a saw that I can endlessly sharpen, and there will always be someone better than me. I subscribe to George Saunders. His Substack is so good because he talks about the craft and art of storytelling and writing. And I'm always just, my mind is blown by how the level of consideration. So I think if you look at it through the aspirational lens of, wow, there are people who are amazing and I want to learn from them and do this better. Yes, so I can be productive, but so I can be a more empathic, connected human being, so I can just flourish, you know, during my time on this blue marble.
I do feel like this is like leadership, communication. There's so much out there that you can learn from and grow from and whatever, but everybody is still so bad at it. And I don't understand why. So I appreciate you guys taking the time to share with me how you got better at communication, what you continue to do, options that people might have. I appreciate it very much. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.